Hi guys, and welcome to the Transfer Talk Show, here today hosted by myself, Evan. And we will be talking about generally transfer news and rumours, confirmed deals, possible transfers, fees, and also mixing in maybe a little bit of just general football. Alright, thank you. First up, we'll be having a look at some of the news in the BBC Gossip column, featuring Christian Benteke, Harry Kane, Karim Benzema, Petr Cech, Charlie Austin, and Johan Cabaye. First up, we have Tottenham, who apparently they may make an audacious £20 million bid for Aston Villa striker Christian Benteke, who has a £32.5 million buyout clause in his contract and is wanted by Liverpool and Chelsea. Which that would be, for Liverpool, Moore would be a very good deal. Important, they've been looking for that big striker with the disappointing likes of Balotelli, who's just a horrible signing. And it could definitely be, he would be a major hit there, potentially, at Liverpool and with Chelsea. He would be playing second string to Diego Costa, so I'm not sure how you'd feel about that. It's more sort of, I'd say, replacing Loic Remy, who is maybe on his way out to chase first team football. Even though, Chelsea's backup strikers, Remy and Drogba, got quite a bit of playing time this year, so for me it's just a bit of a funny deal to go to Chelsea. Even to the likes of his international teammate, Eden Hazard. And next up, we have Real Madrid, who are apparently keen to sell the 27-year-old striker Karim Benzema to Manchester United in a bid to speed up the signing of goalkeeper David De Gea. That'd be an interesting deal because United have been sort of having a few striker problems, you could say, this term, with the disappointing likes of Radamel Falcao and Robin Van Persie. So Benzema would definitely be a good deal and quite a bit of a sweetener if they were to lose David De Gea to Real Madrid, with Real Madrid definitely chasing him to replace Iker Casillas. Next up, Manchester United, who could apparently turn to Bayer Leverkusen's 26-year-old Germany international midfielder Lars Bender if their pursuit of Juventus midfielder Paul Pogba, 22, is not successful. I see the likeliness of Pogba going to Manchester City highly unlikely, probably be at it. Say 25%, maybe less, 20, because it'd be a massive money signing to take him there, and it's just I see him personally seeing either staying at Juventus or going to a different club, i.e. Chelsea, Barcelona, or Paris Saint-Germain in his homeland. And Bender, I mean, it does seem almost a bit of an unusual one, and a bit of a funny one, because Bender is like not as high profile as a signing as what Paul Pogba would be, and I heard he was going well. I'm not sure how he went that last season, but it would just seem like a bit of a smaller name, in my opinion, to fill the void in the Manchester City centre mid spot. And the next stop, we have Manchester United, who are apparently to join the race to sign out of favour Chelsea goalkeeper Petr Cech, who is 33. As they look to replace the seemingly Real Madrid-bound De Gea. And Petr Cech, who is definitely a quality keeper at 33 years of age, disappointed to see him sit on the bench for most of the time this season. So it would be a good signing for Manchester United, but I am, in my opinion, more of a short-time signing as he's 33. But keepers, they tend to play on until they get older, so definitely be a good money signing. Just hard to see him going from rival Chelsea to Manchester United, but hopefully Chelsea will let him go. And our Czech's fellow Chelsea goalkeeper, Thibaut Courtois, 23, who admits it's a shame to see him spend so much time on the bench, because he is definitely such a quality keeper and up there. Just Courtois has been, exceptional, good young talent. Yeah, it's a pity though to see Czech just in the bench. Manchester United are preparing to make a £50 million bid for Tottenham striker Harry Kane, 21, with Louis van Gaal set to offer Javier Hernandez, Nani and Adnan Hanawaz as part of the deal. And that just comes off Goal.com, who are definitely, in my opinion, quite a unreliable source, a bit dodgy. £50 million is massive, with Hernandez, Nani and Adnan Hanawaz. That's three players. That's just highly unlikely that I'd ever think that. Almost a good deal for Spurs to get so much money and free. Definitely quality players. Nani has actually been in quite good form this season for Sporting Lisbon. So Liverpool are apparently closing in on the second summer signing after reportedly agreeing terms with Inter Milan for 21-year-old midfielder Mateo Kovacic, who's been in outstanding form this year and I think they see him as the solution to losing Steven Gerrard, his replacement, basically. I reckon that will most likely that will happen. It'll be a good signing. It'll delight the fans and lots of potential there. Manchester United's Javier Hernandez wants to return to Real Madrid, where he spent last season on loan. The 27-year-old striker has praised the new Real manager, Rafa Benitez, and Hernandez, who got some game time at the end, and generally he was in quite good form. So it looks like he's not returning back to his club, Manchester United. It looks like he'll be on the way out generally, unless it's just going to somewhere in the Premier League or La Liga most likely. Newcastle owner Mike Ashley leaves the Newcastle board as part of a reshuffle after Steve McClaren is appointed as the new manager, but will not relinquish any power and plans to oversee a £60 million spending spree, which is a very big amount of money for a club that just avoided relegation. They'd be looking for some major change and overhaul in their squad. Chelsea boss Jose Mourinho has described coaches who refuse to adopt some of the counter-attacking tactics that have helped his team to win the Premier League as stupid. Alright, well, that's a bit of a funny one there, Jose, because I didn't know that you had to use counter-attacking tactics to win games. It's just pretty bad logic, you know, poor form, mate. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. English captain Wayne Rooney, who has Irish grandparents, says he was approached age 16 by former Everton teammate Lee Carsley on behalf of the Republic boss Mick McCarthy to play for Ireland, and has urged Aston Villa's Jack Grealish, 19, who faces a similar choice, to pick England. Yeah, Grealish is he's a bright talent for Aston Villa, nice winger, he's got good pace, and Ireland looks like he would definitely fit. England is definitely a better footballing nation than Ireland, and I reckon he should pick England. Arsenal forward Theo Walcott, 26, says his year-long injury came at a great time, as it allowed him to enjoy being with his baby son, Finlay. Thank you, Daily Mail. That is a great story. I don't really care, but good on you, Walcott. Midfielder Eden Hazard says that he would be delighted if fellow Belgian international Christian Benteke, 25, was to join him at Premier League champions Chelsea next season. Yeah, I can definitely see sort of Hazard helping to get the Benteke deal completed, being a fellow countryman, play international together, speak the same language as each other. It would definitely help to bring him in, a bit of a sweetener, I guess, for Benteke for the move. Arsenal appear set to make a £25.7 million bid for Colombia striker Jackson Martinez after Porto rejected a bid for the 28-year-old from Atletico Madrid. I can definitely see this transfer going through. I knew there were rumours of him going to Tottenham Hotspur, but I mean, also, I expected him to move probably about 2 years ago. He's now 28, and definitely, he's probably at the peak. He's at the peak of his powers right now. He's in good form, had a great season. Definitely would do well in the Premier League if he adjusted. It's kind of his style, a very physical league. Yeah, he would do well. Newcastle were nearing an agreement for Steve McClaren to take charge as manager and are set to launch a bid for QPR striker Charlie Austin, 25. Austin has been in sublime form, clearly QPR's best player in the relegated team, and I think that would be a good deal for Austin. He has a lot of potential, and a few years beyond him, to play well and develop as a player. Good signing. Crystal Palace manager Alan Pardew looks set to make a double bid for two of his former Newcastle United players who both moved out of the club. Midfielder Johan Cabaye, 29, and his international teammate Luc Remy, 28. FIFA could be called in to intervene in a dispute between Sunderland and Inter Milan over the permanent signing of winger Ricky Alvarez, 27, with the Serie A club claiming the Black Cats owe them £7.5 million for the Argentine. Looks like someone at Sunderland working for the financial status of the club is going to have to sort that out. That's a fair bit of money to be owned. Reckon that could be taken to the high courts there. Definitely Inter Milan won't be doing business with the Black Cats anytime soon. Atletico Madrid are set to pay Southampton £1.5 million to activate a buyback clause for defender Toby Alderweireld after the Belgium international spent the season on loan at St. Mary's last year. and he played well as part of a very strong Southampton defence. 1.5 million, just even though it's just a buyback clause, it does not sound unreasonable at all. Alderweireld is a quality player, in my opinion. Newly promoted Norwich City are thought to be interested in Hull winger Robbie Brady, 23, who had a okay season. Looks like he's got potential, and Norwich want to bring him to the club as part of their future in their Premier League team next season. They're newly promoted. It's an okay deal. It's nothing too big, but yeah, we'll have to see how that goes. Norwich are set to bolster their midfield options with a £7 million bid for Crystal Palace's Scotland international James McArthur, 27, Leicester. Middlesbrough manager Aitor Karanka is making Blackburn striker Jordan Rhodes, 25, his number one target as he looks to replace Chelsea loanee Patrick Bamford. Bamford, definitely, he had a good season on loan from Chelsea, and he's going to go back and look to develop, maybe trying to make it into the first team. Even I don't see he can do that for maybe another season or two, maybe playing in a few games, but Rhodes is a good striker. Brighton boss Chris Hughton has funds available for players this summer, but has vowed to only buy value for money players. And I do like to see that sort of attitude of buying value for money players in this modern football where everyone just seems to buy the best, looking for success. It's clubs like Bournemouth, who made it to the Prem with their team not worth a whole lot of money. Those are great success stories. You'd love to see an underdog. You'd love to see it. And just some moments, if you haven't already seen the escalator from the change room to the pitch at Berlin's Olympic Stadium, which it did cause some amusement on Twitter, as we saw, Juventus defender Steven Lichtsteiner took the casual approach of taking the elevator compared to his teammates taking the stairs before kickoff. A bit of laughter in that on Twitter and social media, that's quite funny. And also, if you haven't seen this, go check it out. The image of Dani Alves inventing an inventive way to get down the same escalator as he went out for the warm-up. That is hilarious video. Go check it out on YouTube or anything. Just Google Dani Alves escalator. Manchester City captain Vincent Kompany was amongst those handing out the early tributes to Barcelona on their 3-1 victory, tweeting, "They were better than us when they beat us. We knew they were better than everybody else too. They've raised the bar again. Congrats, Barca." I hear Vincent Kompany is quite the tweeter. I saw him tweet out some stuff about Blatter and other stuff. So good on you, Vincent. Maybe you should have a go in journalism. I like that. Southampton paid their own tribute to Barcelona and boss Ronald Koeman by posting a vine of his fondering cricket, which gave the Catalans their first ever European Cup win in 1992. And Koeman is quite the player back in his day, an absolute legend of the Netherlands squad. And yes, ex-Barca. And finally, the man, the myth, the ego. Paris Saint-Germain striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic showed how little interest he had in a Champions League final without him by choosing to share pictures of his walk up in the mountains away from any television screens. Well, what can I say? He is Zlatan. He does what he wants. He is an absolute gun. And on that note, we will be moving on to the next story, which is about Liverpool being favourites to sign Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Liverpool remain favourites to sign Swedish megastar Zlatan Ibrahimovic, according to the Metro, after hugely talented but highly strong striker reportedly told friends he is desperate to quit Paris Saint-Germain this summer. With Daniel Sturridge continuing to be injury-plagued and Mario Balotelli, Ricky Lambert and Fabio Borini all being rubbish and having a pretty rubbish season. Lambert was alright, but Balotelli and Borini just rubbish and struggled to fill the void left by Luis Suarez and Daniel Sturridge injury. The Reds are on the lookout for a new frontman, and they do not come much more high profile than Ibrahimovic, who is now 33 years of age, but he scored 30 goals in all competitions last season. Zlatan's just an absolute monster, legend of the game, and he is still a very good player, a top striker, one of the best strikers in the world, so that would be a massive signing for a club like Liverpool. Reports from the Croatian newspaper Vršenci, a list suggests that Liverpool have apparently agreed to personal terms with Mateo Kovacic over his signing as they look to fill the void in midfield following Steven Gerrard's departure. Claims that a wage package for the deep-lying playmaker has been struck seem strange given the Reds have not yet fixed a price with Inter, as the Serie A club said that they are unable to comprehend that the Reds believe the player is worth less than his international compatriot Dejan Lovren after they offered €21 million. and Lovren is just rubbish, had a bad season, didn't seem to know how to defend very well. So yeah, Kovacic is probably worth two times what Lovren was paid for last year, which is a ridiculous sum. Kovacic is a very good player, would definitely delight the fans of Liverpool. He's got potential, it's a very big signing, he's a game changer. The Metro reckon Liverpool are eyeing up a move for Napoli's Jose Callejon to add more firepower to their side, and more like more pace, he's a very fast player. Similar to one-two-way Raheem Sterling, the Spaniard can operate out wide or up front and has netted 11 times for the Italians this season, which is quite a good record considering he played right mid most of the time. And like the Reds, Napoli missed out on Champions League berth by finishing 5th in the Serie A and could shed several of their star names following Rafa Benitez's departure. There are suggestions that Callejon, 28, could be available for a cut price £7 million fee, which is, honestly, it does seem like a bit of a bargain. Callejon could definitely add a lot to Liverpool's squad. Quite versatile, lots of pace, ex-Real Madrid player, good signing. And with various issues in defence, Brendan Rodgers is apparently also rumoured to have joined the heavyweight fight for Lyon's £11 million rated Samuel Umtiti. He's a rock-solid centre-back who can also play out wide. Martin Skrtel has described a new contact offer as unacceptable, so he'll be on the way out by the looks of it. Dejan Lovren has struggled in his first season at Anfield, and Mamadou Sakho has been troubled by injuries, whilst Kolo Touré is now 34. That's all Liverpool's current centre-halves. Well, Shan obviously played centre-back for the second half of last season and was very good there. But they prompted the Brendan Rodgers to turn to the 21-year-old Umtiti, says the Daily Star Sunday. He was born in Cameroon, but a French under-21 international. The versatile star can play centre-back or left-back, and is also being tracked by Manchester City, Arsenal, Real Madrid, and Inter. And that would definitely be a very good signing, a big money signing for Liverpool. Umtiti is a very decent player, lots of potential. Roxford was great for Lyon this season, where they finished up second in the Ligue 1. And yeah, great signing. And I can definitely see that signing happening, probably about a 60% chance, I'd say. Alright, thank you. Next up, for the BBC Gossip column the day after, we have first up involving Dani Alves, Anderson, De Bruyne, Sterling and Vidal. Manchester United hopes of signing Barcelona defender Dani Alves appear to be over after the 32-year-old admitted his pleasure in a reported offer from AC Milan. I mean, it does seem strange that Milan had a very bad season. It was shocking. They finished down, I think, about 8th. And Alves is still quite a big name. He's still decent, IMR, and could definitely do the job for AC. So that's Manchester United hopes dashed of signing the quality right back that is Dani Alves still. United are set to try and outbid Chelsea for the signature of Lazio midfielder Felipe Anderson, with the 22-year-old set to attract offers of around £30 million. So it looks like a tug-of-war, a bit of a dogfight between Manchester United and Chelsea for that signing. Felipe Anderson, who had a very good season for Lazio this season. Lots of potential, and £30 million is a big sum. And Barcelona will make a move for Sevilla defender Alex Vidal, 25, a previous target for both Manchester United and Arsenal. And yeah, that move just got confirmed. Barcelona and Sevilla have already signed the agreement. And Alex Vidal, he's a wing back. He's a wing back. And they did sign Douglas, who was shocking. He was failed to adapt really well to the Barcelona in his first season for the club. And they're looking for a solution to their right back problem. Manchester City are set to pay £40 million to bring the Wolfsburg defender Kevin De Bruyne, 23, back to the Premier League. The Belgium international previously paid for Chelsea, but of course got sold because he did not fit the Chelsea style of a cam. He didn't track back to Mourinho's liking, and oh boy, he must be regretting that now. He had a stellar season for Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga. I think he scored 14 goals and got 22 assists or something. He set the Bundesliga assist record for a season. Just an absolutely amazing season. City will make an imminent bid for Liverpool midfielder Raheem Sterling, 20, as they look to boost the homegrown quota of players in their Champions League squad for next season. And even though Sterling clearly wants out, it's just going to such a rival club like that, it'd definitely take a lot of money to prompt a move for such a player. Tottenham are apparently keen to sign Monaco striker Anthony Martial, with the highly rated 19-year-old likely to cost them £18.2 million. And just to see Monaco sell another one of their talented and good players, it is a bit disappointing in my eyes. But Martial's a quality striker. He scored 9 goals in the Ligue 1 last season, with 8 of them coming after March or May. He had a good season. He's only 19. There's definitely a lot of potential there. And we have out of favour Arsenal striker Joel Campbell, 22, has been linked to a £6 million move to Spain to join David Moyes' Real Sociedad. And that would see him linking up with Sociedad. He was on loan at Villarreal and doesn't look to be making his way into the Arsenal squad. He's clearly a quality player of a bit of potential, as shown at the World Cup. Got himself a gold card on FIFA 15. That can never be bad. And I think he did enjoy a bit of success at Villarreal on loan in the second half of last season. So once he have joined Crystal Palace and Southampton, in the race to sign Chelsea striker Luke Remy, 28, who's keen for more starts than he managed in his debut season at Stamford Bridge. And that is Swansea. That is, of course, my club. And that would be a big name, but it would cost a lot of money. I don't really see our clubs having the financial resources. It'd be a massive signing if he did, but we have got Buffer Timby Gomez. I see it kind of, it's highly unlikely that Swansea will sign Luke Remy. But one man who will be leaving Swansea in the summer is Leon Bridgetown, a bit of a Swansea legend, I guess, with their 32-year-old midfielder linked with a possible move to either Wolves or Burnley. West Brom will attempt to coax former Wolves goalkeeper Wayne Hennessy, 28 years old, back to the Midlands from Crystal Palace as to cover for the first choice Ben Foster. And just a bit of sort of general football news at the moment going around. It's just the best of social media. You have just celebrations, more celebrations and selfie sticks with Barcelona's players after the Champions League triumph in Berlin on Saturday, if you haven't already heard. It was a great game. A lot of respect to Juventus for their fighting, not giving up. Juventus are a great team. I can definitely see good things and lots of success coming that way. And to wrap it up here for a bit of general football news and just sort of social media buzz, celebrations, and more celebrations. And selfie sticks for Barcelona's players after their Champions League triumph in Berlin on Saturday. Midfielder Rafinha took things to a whole new level with a selfie out of the plane's cockpit window as the squad prepared to fly home to Barcelona to celebrate their Champions League success and their treble winning squad this year. Andres Iniesta, who helped to provide Barcelona's opening goal against Juventus, posed in front of the club's treble of trophies as the team arrived in Catalonia and shared the moment on Instagram. And obviously Barcelona won the treble this year, which is just absolutely insane for the club. They had a ripper of a season, proved themselves as definitely the best club in the world with that, the best font free in the world ever, Suarez. They could even be up there. Messi, Suarez, and Neymar is just absolutely insane, the three South Americans. Liverpool defender Mamadou Sakho was in the mood for giving fans a sneak preview of the France dressing room before the match against Belgium. Well, that's just a picture of their kits. Oh, cheers, Matuidi. I mean, that helps a lot in everything. Thanks for the banter. And that there will conclude our episode of Football Transfer Rumours and Talk. Thank you for listening. My name's Evan. I will talk to you guys later.